12年前的孟叔在成都经历了5.12汶川大地震，在2008年5月12日开始，接下去的一周内流浪在外，露宿街头，背着登山包睡在成都的文殊院，睡在人民北路的马路边。相信岁月抹去满目疮痍，抹不去疼痛的记忆，也希望我们心存感激，感恩每天的阳光，感谢每天陪伴在身边的人。嗨，亲爱的朋友你好，欢迎收听英语美文朗读，我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix。 今天与你分享的美文叫做那个每天让我蹭饭的人。My wife was homeless as a teenager. On Friday afternoons, a businessman would walk up to her and ask her if she was hungry. She would say yes, and he would take her into the restaurant on the corner. She never felt any danger with him. He was just some dude offering her a meal. He would let her get anything in the menu.He would sit and read the paper and drink a cup of coffee. There was never any conversation. When he was finished, he would pay the bill and leave. There was never any exchange of words, other than, you hungry? And have what you want? And have a good afternoon. This happened multiple times. She never felt like a project to him. She never felt less than him.She never felt in danger. He was just a guy who saw a dirty girl on the street who needed to eat. She has since gotten her GED, graduated from a trade school with a fitness degree, and now has earned her MBA with honors. She's an amazing woman and an amazing mother. The one wish she has is that she can run into the businessman who bought her lunches.And thank him. 你现在收听的是英语美文朗读。如果节目带给了你片刻宁静与温暖，欢迎你分享给更多的朋友，让我们一起发现英语的别样魅力。同时也欢迎你在喜马拉雅 FM 搜索关注英语美文朗读，来收听更多暖声英语美文。我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix, and see you next time.